Oh, God, that is terrifying. I would love to wear a shirt like that.
Exactly.
Let's see if you lose any. I got it correct, everybody! Clapping emojis in the comments, please.
Oh, my goodness.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Brahan, Omicron, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 29.
Okay, it's 29. School sucks, and
somebody went back to school this week.
I don't like school.
And they're not happy about it.
I don't like school. This is what they mean. I should probably not be.
Say one good thing about school this week.
I got to torture a mochi.
A mochi.
Oh, so I got a torture mochi. Was Jeremy. That was his name. So I put him in a hair clip. I strangled him around the neck. Then I had a foundation. So then I did his makeup. I put lip gloss because I didn't have primer on his little squishy face. He's so cute. Then I had a foundation sample. So then I put that on his face. He looked so beautiful, yeah. Then I put some lip gloss on him. And then I put some mascara on him because I had some mascara in my bag.
Okay. Oh, there's not soundproofing apparently because we could hear somebody sneeze. That was funny.
Okay. So yeah, and then I gave him a bath. So I had to drink all of my apple juice, like apple grape juice. So I drank all of that, then I washed out the bottle, then I poured some water in it for my water bottle, and then I put Jeremy inside, and now the water is like foggy because of all the makeup.
All right, so one good thing about school.
That was at school.
Well, that was at school, but what about school itself? One good thing.
I don't like school. There is nothing good about school.
You're learning.
About what? School. Fractions? No. I don't like school. We don't talk about that.
You're the one that brought it up.
Because I need to tell you about Jeremy, my mochi. Oh. That's only right on.
What about school?
That was at school.
Oh, yeah, that was at school. What about recess?
That was at recess.
That was at recess.
Because we had indoor recess. Because it's been raining the past
weeks.
Yeah, I only got to see my friend one day this week.
Anything else fun going on?
No. Well, at home or at school?
Anywhere.
Yes. I don't know. Anyways, okay, what was fun about your week?
Let's see. I've recorded, this is the fourth or fifth episode I've recorded this week.
Of Talking Comics.
This is, you know, we've been recording a lot. We got a lot to release coming up, so that's fun. Mm-hmm. I need to make a note. Where's my pen? I made sure you had a pen.
Stole it.
All right. I need to make a note. I'm going to put more shirts in the store. I want to make like a Halloween themed shirt.
Yes.
I have the perfect theme.
What's the theme?
Halloween. Halloween theme shirt.
Oh, yes, Halloween.
I'm thinking like the
Harley Quinn themed.
No. I don't, like, we can't, like, copyrighted stuff.
No, we can't. No, just red and black. How is it Harley Quinn theme? Like, like, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. So this is my design plan. We get design plans now. So we make a hoodie, okay? Half of it is red and half of it is black, okay? Then we, on the red side, we put...
It won't be like, the garment won't be red and black itself. It'll be one color. The design, you can, like, the design, the picture you can do. Yeah, we're not ordering custom garments. Yeah. I'm thinking, like in our little trailer or intro video, I want to do like something with the giant Panel Pete that's chasing the people.
Oh, God, that is terrifying. I would love to wear a shirt like that.
Exactly.
Yes, I don't think I could wear that to school because that would be terrorizing people.
It would be fine. I think it'd be school appropriate.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
It'd be fine.
Yeah, I'll just be fine. Fine. It's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So, yeah, so hopefully we can get that done. Yes. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe okay. Tonight. We'll see.
Maybe.
Anything else fun? We'll have some new merch in the store. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay. We're going to do some Panel Pete merch, more Panel Pete merch. Mm-hmm. Working on the Panel Pete's comic script. I've been working on that. That'll be fun.
And the covers.
We'll do different covers.
And we're going to try, and we might do a blind bag.
That'd be cool. I don't know if we can pull that off, but it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we need like 10 covers.
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty neat. Mm-hmm. So next on our list is our weekly pulls. We both have my stack's normal. Yours is a little big this week.
Not a little bit. My normal pulls were 4 comics. It's like that big.
We went to a convention last Saturday. Yeah. So we got a little
carried away.
A little bit. Not bad though. We didn't spend a whole lot of money, which was cool, so.
Yeah, and you got something cool.
I got something cool too, but I'll go over that on my pulls.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. Get that out of the way. Okay, so let's...
Do we need to move that?
No, it's fine. Maybe. It's fine. No. Okay, let's start off with my weekly pulls. My normal weekly pulls. So I got Netflix Stranger Things. 2 out of 4. This one. Pretty cool. I like it. Probably a good read. I'll leave that one for last. Okay. So next we have the cover of the Gotham City Sirens.
You're not. There you go.
This cover, Gotham City Sirens, I've been wanting it.
So yep, we finally found it.
Collection is finally complete.
Yep. Ha-ha.
Okay. Then we have Supergirl number 4. We still need number 3. Number 3?
Yeah.
Number 4.
No, that's number 4. Yeah, we still need number 3.
I got 2 explosions in the bathroom. This one had to be censored.
Yeah.
Concerned right here. So I put a sticky note with black sharpie because you could... So I really like the cover.
It's the I Hate Fairyland, but it's a...
Yes, it says I hate. A bad totally. Word. It says I hate.
Yep. Yes. But it's a cooler picture on the cover, so.
Yes. I just liked it for the picture.
Yep.
Oh, whoops. It's trying to come off. That's not concerning.
Let's not do that.
At all. Okay, no. Let's go.
Should I do my normal polls and then yes. we'll do our convention polls? Okay.
Yeah.
So my weekly polls, I got cul-de-sac. Looks kind of crazy.
It looks cool.
It does look kind of cool. Then I got, this isn't a poll, but I just picked it up because I found it. It was a Loki, the Mighty Thor, or the Immortal Thor 24, which I got 25, so now I got 24. But it was a cool Loki cover. Pinup Apocalypse. This has been pretty funny comic so far. Giant Size X-Men. Number two. I think it's like not too much.
How did you enjoy the first one?
It was good. It was pretty good. Bring on the bad guys, Red Skull. This series has been really good so far. Spider-Man Wolverine, number four. I haven't read these yet. Annika made us pull these, and I don't think either one of us have read them yet. The Power Fantasy, number...
I read the first one.
Did you? Okay. The Power Fantasy, number 11. That one's a really good series. Our cool connecting cover to Fantastic Four, number two. This got a young mm-hmm. connecting cover. And then, two more. Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger, number eight. Yeah, number eight. I'm loving this series so far. And then last but not least, I got the Quick Stops in Chasing Amy. I mean, it's the same comic, but the Chasing Amy cover and the Quick Stops, Volume 3, Issue 1. You know, Kevin Smith. So, got those. So, I'm excited about those. So, that was my weekly poll. Now, we can go over our convention polls. Annika got a bunch. Just show it up. Show them like the side stack. Yeah, there you go. Like the side stack. Side of the stack. Jeez, I can't talk. Yeah, so convention poll.
1 hour later.
Just to compare, my convention poll was this. And hers was.
Look, I found some good Harleys.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so DC Universe Rebirth, number one, Harley Quinn. I really like this cover. It's black and white. As you look at your phone. Okay. Whatever.
You're not talking to me. You're talking to the audience.
I'm talking to both of you.
Oh, my bad.
As you can
I was just going to put you on the screen, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Okay, so I got this one. It's... I really like it. It's fine. Okay, I got this Harley and Ivy book.
Yeah, that was a trade paperback. It looks pretty cool. A lot of them, I think those are all we got half off, too. So that was even cooler.
Yeah. Harley and Ivy and Betty and Veronica. I got the rest of the series.
Yeah, that's really cool.
This one. This one. And this one. And last one is this one. I got number one.
That's very cool.
So, was also a cool find. And I got this one. I'm pretty sure this one is also a trade paperback, too. Looks pretty cool. Next, I got this one. Harley Quinn Road Trip Special. Pretty good. Batman Hush Special Edition. I'm pretty sure this is pre-comic book day one, but, you know.
Had Harley on the front, on the cover. Yes.
Oh, wait. We did not get this at the convention, but I still got it.
Yeah, so that was your going back to school present and doing good. I got her a 1 in 25 Harley Quinn cover. Yay. What number? Like 40-something?
49.
It was a, you know.
It's very nice.
Yeah, a 1 in 25, which is pretty cool. It's a cool cover.
Yes, I like this a lot. Okay, next is this one. Wait, is this one released yet?
I can't see it.
This one.
Yeah.
It's very shiny. I really like it.
Do you see an Ivy shiny cover?
I can see the reflection on the tablet.
Yeah.
Then we also got this at the convention, Chrono number 2.
Yeah, we thought we were missing 2, but we were actually missing 3, and we ended up buying that one. But yeah. So we got a couple copies of issue 2.
Then I got A Few Deceased.
Oh, yeah.
Because I like Deceased.
You've got we don't have them all, but we're getting there. You got most of them. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yes. So.
So like you have like probably half of them now, 4 of 8?
Yeah. I got Joke with the World.
Yeah, that one looked just a cool cover.
I got
that one we got for like $1.
DC one.
Yeah, that one was cool too. Just a cool cover.
I got this Batman 1 of 4. Has Harley in the front, so, you know.
Yeah. So she got a good haul.
Yeah. I'm not done.
There's your convention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. I also got a Betty Veronica, but it's a Red Sonja and Vampirella Betty Veronica. Thought that was pretty cool. Probably not going to show that one.
Yeah.
It's a funny, like, she Trump, but whatever. I said it. Might as well. It was funny. It was $1. I just thought it was hilarious. I got it. Then I got a Batman The Long Halloween number 1. It's like a facsimile or a special edition, like free edition. But I got that. And then these two I bought. These are my first. I'm really excited about these. I don't know why, but I'm really excited. I got, as you know, I might like Thor a little bit. Just a little bit.
More like. It's just like.
I don't know. I mean, I like Thor, but maybe not as much as she likes Harley, but I like Thor a little bit. But anyway, so I have a bunch of the Mighty Thor series, the original series, but like the earliest is there's like 375 issues of the Mighty Thor series, you know, and I have a few, you know, maybe 70 of them, I think, but the earliest I had was like 230. But I was able to find a Mighty Thor 127, which I thought was really cool. It's started at 126. It went to, pretty sure it was 125 or 126. It switched over to the Mighty Thor. Before that, it was Journey into Mystery. And so I was able to find, you know, 127. So it's like the second issue of like when it became the Mighty Thor. So I thought that was really cool. And condition wise, it's not great shape, but it's still there. And it's, you know, pretty old from the 60s. It's one of the oldest comic books I have. But then I found an actual Journey into Mystery number 109 that's a little worse shape. It's got some tearing on the cover, but it's featuring the Mighty Thor, but it's a Journey into Mystery 109. So. Now these are the earliest Thor books that I have. And, I mean, it's in rough shape, but it's still cool to own a Journey into Mysteries. And I didn't pay a whole lot for these two books because of the shape. I actually got a deal on them, buying both of them. So I was really excited now that I actually own a Journey into Mysteries comic book because, you know, I don't know how many of these I'd actually find and be able to afford. So no matter the shape, it's still cool to, for me, it's still really cool to actually own these and have these in my collection. So it's really cool. So I'm putting them back up here.
Don't cover my Harleen. I meant my Harley. Don't.
No, they're going back where I had them before the recording. Okay. So that was my convention pull. I was super excited about those Thors. So, and then Annika got some other stuff.
Okay, so don't judge. So I went to a book sale.
Yeah.
And I found a few things at the book sale. Maybe.
Oh, geez.
What?
I forgot about the other pile of comics.
Okay, let's get through the comics first.
There you go.
So, I got... They're all X-Men, I'm pretty sure. They were cool X-Men.
All right, well, go ahead. So, we need bags and boards bad. Yeah, my store didn't have any today.
Okay, so this is the X-Men interactive comic book. Basically, an interactive comic book is... That was the answer sheet. Okay.
You gave them the answer.
Shush. Okay, so it has, like, coloring pages or, like, activities. That can even...
Oh, and how to draw? Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Oh.
That's cool. It's a Thor Mjolnir maze. That's even cooler.
Yeah.
I want to see that when you're done.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And like this. And it's also this. And then, of course, the actual comic.
That's really neat.
Yeah. So that was one of them. Then this is a Pizza Hut poster.
Oh, that's cool.
And it has, like, posters on each, both sides. And, like, the comic in the middle.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Then I got another one like that. I have to do it this way. And then, of course, on the other side.
That's kind of cool, too.
Yeah. I got the Superman, the Man of Steel. This one isn't anything special, which is cool.
What number?
84.
Very cool.
These are really old. Then I got this Batman one. I'm pretty sure this one's falling apart. That's why there is book tape on it.
Yeah, we need... I've got a couple bags and boards, but we need a bunch more.
Batman one.
I like the ad on the back. It's got for a WWF game. Or WCW. Sorry. Wow.
I got another X-Men comic. This one's just an X-Men comic.
What number?
Number 4. No. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's number 61.
61.
It's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Okay, next. So then I was going through all the DVDs, and I found this Toon Factory. And, of course, it has Superman on the front. So
there you go.
I just might have Greatest Fighting Heroes. So it probably has superheroes. And has all the episodes on the back if you want to zoom in.
Very cool.
Yeah, Superman. So at least have one Superman thing. Next, I got these for free. I don't know what they are exactly, but... They're like things, and I think you
can pop them out and build them.
Yes. So, we're going to be doing that.
Well, show all the different ones. So
okay, yes.
That was Nick Fury and the Hulk.
Yes. Then we got Thor and Loki.
Thor and Loki. And then
we got Captain America and Punch and
Red Skull. Or is that, who is that? Is it Red Skull or?
I think it is. I don't know.
I think it looks like Red Skull from over here.
It's hard to tell. Then we got Hawkeye and another guy.
Voltron?
Yeah. So this too. So.
Which one are we building?
Do you want to do?
I mean, I want to put Thor together, but that's just me.
Here, I'll let you put Captain America together. I'm just kidding. Here.
Or. Yeah.
Here, we'll open the Thor one.
Okay, sweet.
So I got two of each, so. How do you open this? And that's how. I opened it. Okay. So, here's packaging. Um, Ooh, we get stickers.
Oh, she got to put stickers on. Oh, that's cool.
We got explosions and fires and bullet marks. Okay, that's amazing. We got instructions. Instructions on how the buildings are made.
Oh, there's buildings too?
Yes, there's buildings. Okay, so. So, do you want to put together Thor?
Yes.
Right, okay. Okay, so, Ben. Okay, so.
Just get, hold on. Can you
rip it?
No, I mean, is it perforated? What is it?
Yes, it's perforated. See, it's perforated. Okay, so all of this is yours.
Okay, can you?
I'll
get it.
I'll throw it.
No, don't throw it.
And and do you want a building?
I mean, I can.
Okay. I will give you the building. Well, I think it's one building. I don't know. Here, we'll wait on the buildings. So this one's mine. I'm building Loki.
Yeah, but you're going to need his...
Hands. His handy dandies. A good observation.
All right, so we're going to have arts and crafts time.
Yes. My favorite time of the day. Do not rip these.
Well, I mean, I don't plan on it, but...
Careful. I did not rip it. It is perfect. Okay. Now the next hand. This hand should be easier. It's fine. Okay. The buildings can wait for later. Yes. Oh, wait, you probably need instructions, don't you?
I've got some instructions on mine.
Okay, good. Oh, I inserted into a skull up.
Still just trying to get his hand off.
This might Mjolnir. Take a while.
All right, I got Mjolnir out.
I got Loki's hands out, and that is it. You got Mjolnir?
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir. Okay, I think I got his body.
All right, yeah, I got Thor's head out now.
I'm still working on Loki's horns things. Oh no, I ripped it. It's fine. Everything is fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. See, you can't even. Right. You can't even.
See that's his body or something. I don't know. We'll see. And his other hand. We got to do. I apologize for people just listening and not watching.
Yes. I apologize.
All right.
How are you already have it out?
Well, I have my pieces out. I only have 4 pieces. So.
Oh, well, I have more pieces. So.
Maybe you have more? Okay. So I got to figure this out. 1 is we wrap around. 2.
Warning.
That goes in. Wait. What?
I'm confused on what.
2 is going to go up like this.
What?
Oh, this actually might come off. It does. Okay. Yeah, it's like a stand. Okay. Yeah. This gets folded like this. This is excess. All right. That's excess. This goes like this and like this. Ah, yes. Okay. This goes like this.
Instructions. What? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Okay, so done.
So this goes like this. This goes like this. Oh, actually, hold on.
Me so confused, right? What? I'm honestly sorry for this Loki. He's probably going to be very derpy. Knowing me. What? How do you conjectify it?
Conjectify?
I don't know. How do you stick it into the hole?
This.
You just stick it into the hole, but how does it stay in the hole? Because mine isn't. Oh. Why is it crooked? Oh, that's how. So do I tuck these in? I think I do.
I've almost got mine, I think.
You almost, like, completed your head?
Yeah. Oh, I dropped my body.
How? What? Smee is so confused. What do you do with the head pieces? Are you supposed to stick them underneath?
Yeah, I think it just sits on there.
Oh, that's what you do. Makes sense now. Maybe I should not do that. That's fine. Wait, but why does it say? What? Me is so confused right now. But how does that go in if that doesn't? Why do you get the easy one? When do you get the easy one? I don't got the easy one. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
Totally. Is that how it's? Now, where are your horns? Here they are.
All right. I think mine's complete. Ta-da! And it's almost, it's like a bobblehead. It's pretty cool.
I have not even constructed the body yet.
And the backside, he's got his like cape and stuff.
How I love it. You... What is this?
Oh, I knocked him over.
What are you supposed to do with this? There is no point in... Oh, is this just supposed to... Oh.
There we go. My little Thor. Oh, you're getting it? Yeah. You're doing good.
Okay. What is that supposed to do? Oh, I just... Is that supposed to... Oh, that's supposed to be trash.
And she throws it on the floor.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Fine. How do you connect it? How do you connect it? What?
It just, it doesn't really connect. It just kind of sits on that, on number two. But that you have to connect on the bottom of two. You just, so take the head off.
It's fine.
All right. So that slides into the little slots on the bottom. There you go. Mine, I had to fold that in half, but.
Oh.
There you go. And then the hands stick in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To the
yeah,
body.
Yeah, yeah.
To the body. Or, yeah, to that part. Yep. There's little slots for the hands to stick in.
Read a comic while you wait.
Right? I'll try to speed this part up.
Nor's head.
And it just sits on there.
Ha ha!
Very good.
I totally did it.
You did.
His head is totally fine.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Yeah, now we need to display it.
Oh. Just set it to the side right now, and when we're done, I'll put it up here next
time. Hold on, we still need to build the buildings.
Let's just move on for now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, we can do this when we're not recording.
It's nice.
Hey, I like it. It's cool.
Yeah, totally.
We'll about to build the other. We'll build the others and display them.
Yeah, we just need a whole shelf full of these.
Yeah.
Bobbleheads.
It's pretty cool.
With falling down Valkyrie.
Yeah, Valkyrie always falls down.
We even glued it. She's meant to lay down.
All right. Well, so I'm going to go over my what I read this week while you're organizing that. So I read Bring on the Bad Guys Abomination, Red Hulk number 6, Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, Rite of Spring number 1. That was interesting. It was way more adult than I thought it would be. Just, it's like these animals that like...
Kill?
No, they just live in like a normal world. It was a little, it's not what I was expecting, but it was pretty cool.
What do you mean a little adult?
Just like it was like in a just average like crime story kind of thing.
Nice!
This girl's like a duck, but her brother's missing. It's also a duck. And then there's like bears or cops and... I don't know. It was weird, but it was cool.
He's a rapper.
I read The Last Boy number 4 that had the mermaids.
Mermaids!
Dick Tracy number
11. Wait. Was the mermaids actually part of the story?
Yeah, they were in it. He went and visited the mermaids and tried to help them out. Yeah.
The mermaids!
The mermaids!
We need the mermaids! We got the mermaids! We got the mermaids!
We did.
Yes, we did get the main name.
All right, so I read Dick Tracy number 11. Started a new kind of story arc. Was really good. Pinapocalypse number 4. That one's really funny to me. It's really good. Battle Beast number 3. He's trying to die so hard, but nobody can kill him. The Amazing Spider-Man number 7. Spider-Gwen, the Ghost Spider number 15. That's the last in that series that's now starting over at number 1. She's getting a new series. It was all right. Wrapped up the Loki story arc, King Loki story arc. Red Vampirella number 2 and 3. That's been really good so far. Toxie Team Up, the Jersey Devil. I read that one. It was okay.
What's the Jersey Devil?
It was just a like myth or lore, but it was okay.
Okay, that's awesome.
I have this tendency, like I'll read one comic that's really good on about a character, and then I'll go like find more, and they're just not as like they're good, but they're not as like as good as like the first one. I finished Missing on the Moon number 4, so I finally finished those 4 issues. So, you know, we can no longer, you know,
no more missing on the moon jokes,
I guess. Marvel Swimsuit Special, it was pretty funny. And then Absolute Manhunter number 4. Nice. So my current count this so far is 262, and we're on day 225. So I am pretty well ahead, so pretty cool. So what did you read this week?
I read A Grimm's Fairy Tales.
You read A Grimm's Fairy Tale book, right?
Pitch Dark, yes.
Is that two separate books, or is that Grimm's Fairy Tale Pitch Black? Is that
one book? It's two separate books.
That's two separate books. Okay, so you read in those. Well, I wasn't sure when you told me.
Pitch Dark, okay.
You're covering up the microphone. There you go.
Then I read Swimsuit Special.
Yep. One was that. You read that today.
Pretty good. I like Deadpool in it.
Deadpool was hilarious.
Harley Quinn Road Trip Special. That was really good.
Yep. So we got some reading done this week. What was your favorite?
Harley Road Trip Special.
That was pretty good. I didn't pick a favorite yet, did I?
Mermaids.
That one was good.
This goes to towards your points at question time. So you better get it right.
Man, I actually think I would. It's really close between like 3: The Last Boy, Dick Tracy, and Pinapocalypse.
Only one of them is correct.
I know you want me to pick The Last Boy, but I would probably have to say Dick Tracy.
Fail.
Yeah, lose some points.
Beep.
Spider-Man was good too, though. Number 7.
I'm going to high points this time. So I only minus you on 100.
Okay, thanks. I don't know. I'm going to go with that, but there was a lot of good ones this week, so I did a lot more reading this week.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. What was your favorite? We did that. Yeah, the road trip. Okay. What are you looking forward to reading this week? Which one?
Probably that trade paperback of that Harley and Ivy trade paperback.
Okay. Not your Fairyland or?
That too.
Okay.
But that was my most wanted read.
I think the one I'm looking forward to the most this week is probably the Quick Stops. The Quick Stops one, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you watch anything this week?
Yes, I watched K-Pop Demon Hunters for the 18th time since it came out. Then I watched some of the new Wednesday series.
Oh, okay.
That's really it.
Yeah, I've just been watching Kill Tony.
I don't know what that is.
It's the comedy stuff I've been watching.
Too much comedy. I can hear you screaming.
It's funny. It's so good. Yeah, that's pretty much all I've watched. We played a little Fortnite. It's been kind of busy because you've been back to school, so we haven't done a whole lot.
Yes,
we went over that. Covered it.
Well, we can cover it again.
No.
Okay, fine.
You got to learn to school. We're going to start a new series, a new section that's you have to name one good thing a week about school.
I got to read my book.
Okay. You got to read. That's good.
Oh, wait. There was one good thing about school. we played bingo in class.
Okay.
Well, and Miss I's room, okay? So, and we played bingo, and I got a bingo, so I got a free book.
What'd you get? What kind of book?
Peter Pan.
Cool.
Like the Peter Pan book.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't a really good book, so that was the only good one. There was optional to get bookmarks, but I didn't want a bookmark, so I could just make my own bookmarks. So, yeah.
Very cool.
I just need a laminator.
What did I do? What else did I do? That's about it. I've recorded a bunch of podcasts.
It's time for question time.
It's Annika's favorite part of the show.
You actually building this.
That was fun. I enjoyed that. Part. That was something different.
The most torturous part of the show, but yes.
But it was fun. I enjoyed that. I enjoy building one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, build he some looks more. Like a rapper.
A rapper?
Yeah.
But like it's her weekly favorite time of the show is question time or trivia time.
Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo. Yeah.
Question time. All right. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
That can go over there. So okay, I'm ranking you on points.
This is going to be so fun.
So you already have minus 100.
I'm at minus 100. I need a pen. Where'd my pen go?
Minus 100, okay?
Okay.
So this is your current point score right here.
I'm going to keep up too. All right, I'm at minus 100.
Batman or Nightwing?
Batman.
Correct!
How many points did I get?
50.
All right, so I'm at negative?
50.
Okay.
Okay, Harley Quinn or Poison Ivy? There's only one right answer.
I don't know. You love both of them, though.
I know. Okay, fine. There's two right answers, but one's better than the other.
Oh, so one's worth like so many points, but the other one's worth even more points?
Oh, it's worth a lot of points.
A lot of points.
Oh, you don't want to know how many
points. Oh, I do want to know how many points. How many points? So before I give, can I know how many points before I give my, dang it.
Because I make it up as you go.
As we go along. All right.
It's not predetermined.
I'm going to pick Harley Quinn.
Oh my God. You have just been the nominee of the year. Oh my God. Yes. You've just been upgraded to a different class or something. You're going to Harvard now. Yeah, okay, so
how many points was that
worth? We're skipping the minus 50. You didn't even have that. You just had zero. Okay, now you have about 100.000.000.000.
Dot or comma?
Whatever.
Let's go comma.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Whatever.
Because if it's a dot, I got 100 points.
What?
If it's a dot, I have 100 points. No,
okay, you got whatever that number is. 100.
So I have 100 billion points?
Yes. Let's see if you lose any. The Joker or the Riddler?
Joker.
Correct.
How many points was that worth?
One.
Okay, so I have 100 billion and 1 point.
Yes. Okay. The Penguin or Two-Face?
Penguin. I like Penguin more than Two-Face.
Me too, honestly. Two-Face kind of sucks. Okay, you get 1 point.
All right, 100 billion and two. Okay.
Okay, Clown Princess of Crime or Mistress of Mayhem.
I'm going to go Mistress of Mayhem. You messed up. That's Harley Quinn.
Clown Princess of Crime.
That says the Crown Prince.
Oh, I can't read. Never mind.
You know, so a lot of these things we've had before on the show, so that's why I kind of did that. The crown prince of crime is the Joker. The mistress of mayhem would be Harley Quinn.
Okay, yes. You get, just add about four more zeros to that number.
Four more zeros? Jesus. One, two, three. I mean, I'm in the trillions now, so I mean, it's up there.
Yeah.
All right, now what?
Batgirl or Robin?
Robin.
Minus 2 points.
Okay, so I'm at like an even trillion.
Yes. Okay, Bane or Killer Croc?
Bane.
Correct. Correct. Okay, so you have 1 trillion and just add a one.
Okay, I'm lost now because we've... Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
I have a quadrillion points.
No, I'm keeping count.
All right, next.
Arkham Asylum or GCPDHQ?
Arkham.
What is that other one?
Gotham City Police Department Headquarters. Oh, or Arkham Asylum.
That stands for Harley Quinn. The HQ stands for Harley Quinn.
Well, then I done screwed up. So I lost all those points then, right? Yeah, I'm at zero?
No, you're minus that.
No, come on.
Fine. I'll be nice. You have 1 point.
All right, I'm back to 1 point because I picked Arkham Asylum over Headquarters, by the way.
Harley Quinn. Get it
right. My bad. HQ should have stood for Harley Quinn, not Headquarters.
Yes. Anyways. Okay. Wayne Tower or Iceberg Lounge?
Wayne Tower.
What's Wayne Tower?
Bruce Wayne's, like, business.
Okay, you're correct. You have 100 points.
Oh, so that's worth 99. Okay. Yes.
Commissioner Gordon or Lewis Fox? Who is Lewis Fox, by the way?
Lucius Fox?
Yeah, who is that?
Morgan Freeman's character in the new Batman
movies?
Okay,
we're changing that to Harley Quinn.
So it's Commissioner Gordon or Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Harley Quinn.
Correct. I'm re-enrolling you in Harvard University to be a lawyer to make millions of monies. Okay, so you got, let me do some quick math here. 2 + 2 + 2 = I don't know.
6.
Wrong. Anyways, so you have 1. It's
my turn.
You have this many points all across the bottom. Gotta zoom in. He has that many points right now.
It's a lot of points. So I win this week?
No, because you still gotta ask my questions.
Ooh. All right, we got a little bit of true or false. For the first few questions here. Harley Quinn once wielded Wonder Woman's lasso of truth.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
She did that in the animated series.
Yep. Her first comic appearance was in Detective Comics number 400.
No.
Correct. It was Batman Adventures number 12.
I knew that.
Harley has been a roller derby player in DC canon.
DC canon? What is that?
Like in the
canon series?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very true.
If I get any of those wrong, I am...
He would just automatically lose.
I am going to be...
She once teamed up with Lobo to hunt down Santa Claus.
Correct.
You are correct. They go after good old Saint Nick in a holiday special. Harley has a PhD in psychology or psychiatry.
That is the easiest question. Yes, she does.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Another check on them.
That is the easiest question in the entire world.
Her pet hyenas are named Bud and Lou.
Correct.
Okay. You got that one correct. Harley once ran for mayor of Gotham City.
That is correct. She did.
She's allergic to roses, but Joker still gives them to her.
She is not. Well, what comic are we talking about?
Well, it would be in the comics.
In which one? All of them?
Yes, all of the comics. Is she allergic to roses? No. Okay, very good.
I mean, maybe in some, but I don't know.
It says no, there's no comic evidence to support this.
Oh, well, whatever.
So that would be false. You were correct.
Yes, I know, because I'm always correct.
Harley has been a member of the Birds of Prey.
Yes.
These are way too easy.
These are way too easy.
Her original name was Harlene Zeller before being changed to Harley Quinzel.
Harlene Zeller?
Yeah. True
what
or
is
false?
Zeller?
Her last name. True or false?
I don't know.
True or false?
True.
1 million points negative.
What? It was. Wait, what?
It's not. It's false. It's always been Harlene Quinzel. That's her name.
Yeah.
It was never Zeller.
I don't know.
Hey, you got 9 out of 10. That's really good. I'm kidding. You didn't lose any. You just don't get a point for that one.
Sorry.
All right. Now, because of what you said in the car, I've got some X-Men questions for you. Because we need to learn about some X-Men.
What is that supposed to mean?
What is Gambit's real name?
Gambit.
No.
I don't know.
Remy LeBeau. LeBeau? LeBeau.
He's a LeBeau-boo. Oh my god, he's a LeBeau-boo.
He's New Orleans, from New Orleans.
No, he's a LeBeau-boo.
You'll get this one. Who is the mutant known as the White Queen?
Emma Frost.
Very good. You should get this one.
I'm scared.
In the comics, who is Magneto's daughter?
Who's Magneto?
Magneto's actually featured in...
the Magneto guy? Mystery. Wait, can he, like, control...
Yeah, like metal.
I don't know. Storm? I don't know.
No, we went over this a couple weeks ago, a few episodes ago.
Not that I remember.
Wanda Maximoff.
Never would have guessed.
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch is his daughter.
Okay, yep. Who's his son? It's in the movie, too.
Her brother?
That is correct. Do you know the brother's
I got it correct, everybody. Clapping emojis in the comments, please.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know the brother's name?
Her brother. His name is Brother.
No. It's Quicksilver, but whatever.
Wait, what was his name?
Quicksilver. He's like, I told you this, I used the same analogy the last time. It's like the Marvel version of The Flash.
Okay.
All right. Which mutant has the ability to absorb powers through touch?
Hold on.
Which mutant? It's a female.
I know which one. That lit lady. Right there. The green.
What's her name? And that's LeBeau right below her.
He ugly.
Gambit is ugly.
You see that hairdo? He ugly. What's her name? What does it start with?
You're going to cheat and look in the book.
I'm not going to look in the book.
As you're looking
at the book. I'm not looking in the book.
Rogue.
The book is looking at
her
me.
Name is Rogue.
Rogue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Rogue.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Edit. Her name is, I think, Rogue? Is that correct?
That's a pretty good attempt. We'll see how I'm feeling when I'm editing. Who is the leader of the X-Men?
Wolverine. I don't know. Gambit.
No.
Phoenix.
No.
Deadpool.
He's in a wheelchair.
Dr. McFolio.
How about Professor X?
That's what
Charles
I said.
Charles Xavier.
That's what I said.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
She's a goat.
I'm not eating.
What is Wolverine's real name?
Wolfie. I don't know.
There's a movie.
Logan.
Yeah, very good.
I got it.
James Logan Howlett.
That's what I said.
Which mutant can control the weather?
Storm.
Very good. Who is Scott Summers, better known as?
Annie.
We've asked this question before, too.
I don't know.
He has laser eyes.
Superman.
Superman does, but we're talking about X-Men. Marvel X-Men, not DC Superman.
I don't know.
Cyclops.
Cyclops. I think it's Cyclops. Yes, it's Cyclops. Yes, I got it. Don't give me away.
What metal coats Wolverine's skeleton?
Antimantium claws.
Very good. Very good. Good job. I don't know how many points you got. Like a 12, I think. So I think I won.
I won. Because Harley Quinn is the best, and you failed a few Harley Quinns. So you should actually deserve minus however much I gave you. So.
Okay. How about we tied?
Unacceptable. I always won. And you can't get over that fact. Where did his head go?
He lost his head?
No.
It's down there in front of your comp. There you go.
Oh,
that's funny. Anyways. Well, that was a fun episode. We had a lot of polls this week. We had a lot of...
We did
some fun crafting, building those. We'll have to build some more. We got our comic convention polls. Our normal polls. We're going to another convention, I think, Saturday, so we might have some more. Who knows? We'll see. I mean, our collection, your Harley collection's getting up there, so it's going to get harder and harder to find stuff. Well, it's not all Harley, but it's all our collection.
I wish it was all Harley.
Yeah. If you want to be a guest on Talking Comics, reach out to me. We'd love to have you, creators, or we might just do some fun episodes. Just message me. You want to be on? We might let you on. We'll have to have. I have a couple more friends that we're going to have on soon. So,
thank you.
Buffy will be on. And hopefully, my friend Sebastian will be on.
Friend named Sebastian?
Yes.
I hate you. Why do you have a friend named Sebastian?
I do. I went to college with him.
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, well.
I don't like you anymore. Why?
He's the one that drew that face of me.
What face?
This face.
Okay, he needs to get his name legally changed.
That face.
He needs to get his name legally changed.
We'll see.
Legally changed, just for me.
We'll see. That's funny.
That is the worst name in existence.
We'll see. Well, cool.
And the rapper Loki will tell you goodbye. Okay, bye-bye. I'm going to throw this at the camera.
Don't throw it.
I'm going to throw it.
Bye-bye, everybody. This has been Talking Comics, episode 29.
I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it.
Please don't.
I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw it. I'm going to. He'll be fine. Everything's fine. He'll be fine. Okay, I'm going to throw it. Hopefully, it'll hit the camera. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.